You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. This program may contain adult themes and nudity, and you can never go wrong with that. Speaking of always being right, views expressed on this program are those of life-experienced mechanics. Continued listening may cause addiction and, in rare cases, a rash. Discretion is advised.
A mechanic tries to fix your car, no matter if you're near or far. He'll change your oil or fix your flat, and he'll do it just like that.
Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Dave's Corner Garage coming to you live and clear from the Zoomer Center.
The Zoomer Center down here in Liberty Village in beautiful T.O.
It's nice down here. It's not snowing. The sun is out. And Norris McDonald is joining us today. He is the editor emeritus. I can't spell it, but I can say it.
I thought he was Canadian.
From the Toronto Star. Sorry, what did you say?
Emeritus. Isn't that from the land of the home of the free and the brave?
No, that's Americus.
Okay, sorry.
Told you I couldn't spell it. Dave McLean, he's also going to be calling in from the auto show. This is going to be the auto show edition of the show. Dave is the general manager, puts the whole show together, and
does a fabulous job.
Yeah, right. 24/7.
Can you imagine moving 1,000 cars plus
and getting all this stuff in?
Yeah, and all in the right place
without scratching them. That's the big thing.
Well, there's more than that. Also, like getting these new models in, all these specialty cars.
Yes, how about the classic cars that are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars? I'd be nervous about
that,
eh?
Trevor Hutchison from Crown is going to join us. Trevor said that one of our callers is going to get a $50 coupon for our service, so we're going to take care of that.
And then they are offering some new services, too, that Trevor's going to talk about.
That's a secret. We'll talk about it later.
We're giving away tickets
to the auto show.
He remembered.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Good boy. Woof, woof.
If you're going to be want some free tickets, we got about half a dozen to give away. Half a dozen pairs, is that right?
You make it up as you go along.
Okay,
we have tickets to give away.
All right, so davescornergarage.com. You can enter on your cell phone, you can enter on your computer, but if you enter, you can win. If you don't enter, we don't care.
Nice.
You can't win
and
if
you
your
can't.
Name ain't in.
How do I endear your listeners in one easy swap?
Boom. We've got a full show, lots of information. We've got the phone lines are filling up.
Oh, yeah, we got callers already. This
Norris is
exciting. Is
here. We're going to talk about 50 years of F1 going on at the auto show.
F1?
And we got some serious calls.
Easy.
F1.
Oh,
Formula One.
Okay, you scared me. We get in trouble so often
Alrighty.
Around here.
We'll be right back. Alan, take us out.
This is
Dave's Corner Garage. We're out of here, and hopefully we'll be right back.
You know, time does fly. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage, by the way. Time does fly. We've got 50 years of F1 in Canada. Norris, you're going to tell us about the display at the auto show?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on this morning, by the way. You know, the nice thing about the Canadian International Auto Show, as well as being an auto show with all of the cars that are on sale in the country on display, there are always a couple of really interesting extra added attractions.
Oh, absolutely.
And the art in the automobile exhibit, for example. You were mentioning, you know, cars that are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Sure.
And this year, that display is focusing on 150 years of manufacturing and collecting in Canada, because it is the 150th anniversary of the country. And we're celebrating over on the racing side 50 years of Grand Prix racing, Formula One in Canada, the first Formula One race in Canada took place at Mosport Park in August 1967, centennial year.
Mm-hmm. I was there.
And all of the greats of that time, Jimmy Clark, Graham Hill, Chris Amon, Denny Hulme, Jack Brabham, who went on to become Sir Jack Brabham, etc.
Ronnie Peterson?
No, he came on a couple years later.
How about Jackie Stewart?
Jackie Stewart was in that first race. Okay, You're absolutely right. And we had two Canadian drivers in the race, Epi Wietzens of Willowdale and the late Al Pease, who was a commercial artist from Toronto, sports car champion in the country. His sponsor, Castrol, said, got a Formula One race in Canada. You're in it, Al.
Wow.
He didn't do all that well because, you know, essentially local drivers can shine, but when you put them up against the best in the world, you sometimes get left a little bit in the dust. But let me tell you very quickly, you know, car races just don't happen. It's like a radio program. You have to have producers. You have to have directors. You have to have people going and selling the advertising to keep it on the air.
Team effort,
I think. It's exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. And we have managed to get a number of cars that have raced in the Canadian Grand Prix will be on display. We have photographs that were taken over the years. We have people who were involved in the very, very first race at Mosport in 67, right up to the present. And the interesting thing is François Demontier, who is now the promoter of the Canadian Grand Prix, or the Grand Prix du Canada, as it's now called in Montreal. Is bringing his promotion and marketing team to the Canadian International Auto Show and are going to kick off the promotion for this year's race right here in Toronto.
Wow, that's great.
So, and on top of that, the cherry on the cake is that the Villeneuve family is coming. Jacques Villeneuve, who was our one and only world driving champion, will be in Toronto. His mother, Joanne, who is the widow of the great, wonderful Gilles Villeneuve, and his sister, Melanie, are going to be here. And I didn't even know this, and I know lots of stuff about car racing. Gilles Villeneuve, when he started out, was a Ford guy, and he drag raced Ford Mustang cars.
Really?
At this auto show, in this special exhibit, we have a 1970 Ford Boss Mustang that's been restored, but that Gilles had in Monaco when he was in Formula One for Ferrari. And he kept it hidden in his garage and would go down and tinker with it. So you had Ferrari Gilles was really under the skin was a Ford guy.
Well, so but before that, he was actually a snowmobile racer.
He was a snowmobile. He was the classic guy who needed speed in every part of his life. And I'm talking about legal speed here.
I talked to his son once, and he said, I said, how come you guys are so fast? He says, we go until we crash and then we back off a little bit.
Well, Gilles always said that, in order to find the limit, you go as hard as you can until you spin.
Yep.
And then you know that you got to hold, you just got to back off a little bit.
We're really excited
about this exhibit and invite everybody down to see it. And again, the art and the automobile exhibit is really going to be wonderful.
Back in 77, I was involved in starting the Honda Michelin series, which ran for 18 years.
Yeah.
And we ran a team of six cars, and I was running one of them. And I could never get turn two right. Turn two, is an off-camber turn down a hill, and we're in a Honda Civic. So it scares the hell out of you when you go down that street.
Well
the good part of that,
this
though,
is at Mosport.
At the time, there was a big runoff area.
Yeah. No. It was all grass and a wall.
Right.
And these F1 guys just whistle down there. It's unbelievable.
Well, got a lot of downforce on a 77 Honda.
The nice thing about drivers who can drive at that level in Formula One or World Sports Cars in the Indianapolis 500 or whatever, they're like the hockey players. You know, a million kids start out playing hockey.
Yeah.
And by the time they get to the NHL, there's maybe 100. And it's the same way with automobile racing.
You know, perfect example now, Jeff Gordon. You know, was part of the winning team on the Rolex.
Right.
So here's a guy who drove NASCAR, stock cars. All of a sudden, you put him in a Cadillac, you know, Le Mans car kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And
prototype.
And they win the race.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Craig Hill, the late Craig Hill, great Canadian champion, always told me, a good race car driver can drive any kind of car. Mm. You know, just because, and of course, within the racing community, they look down on the oval racers. But you know what? The oval racers can race on road courses just as good as
anybody. Just a quick story. Jacques had a brother, Jacques, right? And he was running the Honda Michelin series with us as a star. And we go down the hill on turn four. I'm down on three wheels. He's down on one wheel. I just sat there watching him. It's just phenomenal. These guys just sort of feel the car. Rather drive the car.
It becomes part of them.
That's exactly right.
All right, before the wheels fall off the show, we got to take a break. I don't know if you heard the music behind us. We got to take a break.
Yeah, and we'll come back with some phone calls.
All right, we got a Pontiac Sunfire, we got a Ford Taurus, and a Dakota. Let's find out what's happening right after this break.
Okay, welcome back. It's Dave's Corner Garage. By the way, if you want tickets for the auto show, you got to enter the contest. Dave'sCornerGarage.com. The entry form is there. You can do it on your phone or you can do it in the web.
And you know, we got Norris McDonald here. He's talking about the car show. And
we're
going to
be down there, by the way.
I was going to say, Norris, you did miss out that one exciting event, which will be of us performing live on stage.
Right. Live on our stage.
On Family Day.
Tonight, on our show.
All right, let's get to our callers.
We're going to be there Saturday. We're going to be live Saturday at the auto show.
Yes, or doing our show from there.
And we're going to be back on the Monday with our town hall. So the town hall is the one I'd go to because there's lots of swag we're giving away.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones.
All right, we're going to go to Bob in line one. He's got a Pontiac, and he's looking for some advice. What can we do for you, Bob?
Yeah, I have a Pontiac Sunfire, and transmission change is okay, but there's no dipstick.
Oh, for the transmission or for the motor?
For the transmission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know the condition of the transmission fluid.
Yeah. What's the mileage on the vehicle now?
203,000.
It's not in very good condition. have you had it forever, or did you buy it used?
I just bought it about 3 weeks ago.
The nice thing is, you know, we used to work a fair bit with Mr. Transmission, and one of the offers that they have is they will test drive your car, check the fluid level, all for no cost.
Yeah.
So I would go to a Mr. Transmission store and say, you know what, I'm thinking perhaps of changing if I need it, but can you look at the condition of my fluid first? Because if it's really, really, really bad, you may not want to change it, believe it or not. But if it's just a little bit dirty and it would be a good thing to do, then by all means, they can give you a price and it'll be a good one and you can get it done.
Yeah.
So that's the best thing to do as opposed to just dumping it and putting new fluid in because you can actually create a problem.
Now, it's automatic or standard?
Automatic.
Yeah, okay, I was absolutely right. And, you know, it's silly from the...
Thank you very much.
You know, from our point of view as techs, everything works fine when a car is new and under warranty. But when it gets out of warranty, the ability to service the car is hampered because we can't check the transmission fluids.
That's right.
Yeah. So the theory is if it needs fluid, it's broken. That's what the theory is.
All right, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Good
luck. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to Bruce next in Goodwood. He's got a question about power steering. What can we do for you, Bruce? Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
It sounds like Bruce was on an ice road and he went through it, doesn't it? That's a horrible thing. All right, we're going to go to Burlington next.
He was from Goodwood. They used to have a racetrack in Goodwood. Or still do?
Well, they still do.
Yeah.
That's in England, though.
No.
All right, we're going to go to Burlington next and speak to Steve, who's got a Ford Escape. What's the question there?
Yeah, I have a question. I own 2015 Escape, and I was told by dealer that I cannot use synthetic oil. Whatever they use, they are using. And I heard the other way that some mechanics are suggesting that you can use synthetic for any car.
I don't see why you couldn't use synthetic for
it. Yeah, I would recommend synthetic.
I don't know, semi-synthetic or something.
Yeah, no, synthetic oil isn't really oil. It's a chemical mix that mimics what oil does. It lubricates, it cools, it cleans. But it has the ability to withstand a lot more pressure and a lot more heat. So if you're using a new car, I think they all come with synthetic. Somebody is not telling you.
Yeah, I would go with synthetic. The only thing that I must say, I had an interesting conversation this week, actually, with a fellow from Castrol. And he was saying that, you know, the package that they build into the oil actually does break down faster. So even though people have been told you can go almost a year with synthetic, it's not really the case, you know, not to leave it more than 9,000 kilometers at best. So I would do the synthetic, and I would change it a little more often than they probably recommend.
I change every 5,000 kilometers.
Well, you know what? Honestly, you can certainly use it. There's no question about it. And whatever it says on the cap, That would be the prescribed oil because you don't want to get your ruin your warranty. But if you're changing it every five, you could pretty much use whatever you want.
We have a saying here called RTFM, which reads, read the effing manual.
Well, Ford. It would be Ford in this case. Read the Ford manual because it's an escape. You see?
And in the back of the manual, it tells you what oils to use at what temperatures and what's allowed in the vehicle. Just go through that. But I don't think there's any issue about using synthetics. I use it in every one of the cars we have.
All right, Steve, thanks for calling. Have a great weekend.
Alrighty, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk to Norris a little bit about Goodwood.
And don't forget, too, they go to Dave's Corner Garage website. What can they win?
Oh, a set of tickets to the auto show.
There you go. This is Dave's Corner Garage, back with way more excitement after this break.
Okay, we were arguing about Goodwood Racetrack. There's a Goodwood Racetrack just near London, right?
Yes,
right. London, England.
Right, yes. And there's also one in England, which is, forgot where it's in the countryside, but they do a 50s revival where people come dressed in 1940s and the 50s.
Everybody
style.
Has to come dressed in the period.
Yes. Period costumes.
That
yes.
the yeah. revival, the era that the revival is focusing on. So it could be pre-Second World War.
Yeah.
It could be immediately post World War II, yeah. Second World War.
And then they run the original cars.
Well, yes. Now, they don't race them.
Oh, these they do, are, yeah. Some yeah. of them
Well,
do.
They go on the track, but they don't.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is more
oh,
of
it's an gentleman's race.
It's more of an exhibition than it is an actual
car. Actually, if you like an all-star game, you know. But we'll skate around the ice, but we're not going to really whack the crap out of each other.
Believe it or not, yeah. you know, last year, it was last year or the year before, sorry, don't quote me on the year. But, you know, the one person that the crowd went totally bananas over, and remember, they had Jackie Stewart there. Mm-hmm. They had Dario Franchitti there.
Yes.
Alexander Rossi, the motorcycle racer,
yeah.
drove out there, and the crowd went
crazy.
Nuts.
Mm-hmm. They have Surtees is two-time world champion in F1 and motorcycles. He's still around racing cars. So let's go to Goodwood, and we're going to talk to Bruce about his Liberty. Bruce, how are you?
Hi, Dave. Good, thanks.
Good.
Yeah, my phone went alien on me before.
Yeah, we heard that. Go ahead. How can we help?
I've got a leak, and I'm just trying to determine what line it is, because ordering the part, they say, was it the pressure line to return? It's the one that comes out of the bottom of the power string pump, loops, and goes to the, I guess, the steering
reservoir,
knuckle, but where the steering shaft goes into the rack. Is that the pressure line coming out of the bottom of the pump?
The one coming out of the bottom of the pump going to the rack is definitely the high-pressure line, absolutely.
Okay, so that's the one I want then.
Besides, normally on a return line, believe it or not, you don't need anything fancy because there's no pressure
there's
there.
There's no pressure there.
So you could use just a piece of regular fuel
Why
line
Why don't you change both
like
of them?
Pardon?
Why don't you change both of them? It's like if one helette goes out, the second one's going to go pretty
true.
Soon. Here, it's not a big expense to change both of them. I would do both, and that way your problem is solved. You never have to look at it again.
And is there a bleeding procedure, like brakes on the power steering, or?
No, what you should do is are you doing this yourself?
Yeah.
Once you've changed the line, fill up the fluid. Well, first of all, you want to empty the reservoir, get all the old stuff out. It's a perfect time to drain it.
Yeah.
But what you do is then fill up the reservoir, and now without starting the car, and ideally if you've got the wheels off the ground, you want to turn the steering wheel all the way lock to lock, back and forth a number of times. And again, this is without the engine running.
That's
okay?
Great. Yeah.
And you're going to push the fluid through it, because otherwise if you start the engine, the pump will make it aerated and you'll be full of bubbles. So do it back and forth a number of times. Make sure the level is full. Make sure you use the right fluid as well, eh? Because some cars are still using automatic transmission fluids. Other cars use specifically power steering fluid. You got to use the right fluid for the car.
Okay.
All righty?
Well, I've got stuff rated for Chrysler, but I'll check the owner's manual, see if that's...
Yeah, or it even say right on the top of the bottle itself. But a lot of times nowadays, you know, they're coded, and that way you can get the right one. Thanks for calling.
And just change both of them, because you never have a problem, right?
All right, Bruce, take
Good
care.
Stuff.
Next.
Natural gas, motor oil. Never heard of that one.
What's that all about? Walter and Mississauga, what can we do for you, Walter?
Yes, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I love your show.
Thank you.
But what I love about the show most
like
is not really the show, but the jokes.
Okay.
All right. Yes, I've been seeing natural gas oil.
Natural gas oil?
Yes, made in Alberta, and I'm even using it right now.
So it's oil that's made out of natural gas?
Natural gas, and it's sold in Walmart.
Geez, I've never heard of that. We should look into that. Right, so the oil is actually produced out of natural gas.
Natural gas.
Makes a lot of sense because it's the same stuff, right? What kind of vehicle are you running?
Well, I have an Oldsmobile Silhouette and my wife have a Kia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, both are good. Both not very stressed engines, so yeah. But that's interesting. We'll look into that. Thanks for the update.
Yeah, man, check it out, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, just to jump in for a second, if I can, dear Lord. Did you hear where that gas is from? Are you where you can get it?
Yeah, Alberta.
No.
Walmart.
Yeah, so what does that mean for you?
Oh, I can get it for free.
You can get a new pair of slacks and some running shoes.
And you can get a new
Norris doesn't understand. I buy everything on my Walmart card, and you get Walmart dollars, right?
So just walk into Walmart saying, I'm looking for some natural gas.
Thanks very much.
Well, that's usually he's gone through the George section where he gets his personal line of clothes there.
As long as it's Walmart, I got luggage.
I'm a George man.
But I think it's a great deal. Not that I'm invested in Walmart, but it's a great deal.
Are they a sponsor, by the way?
No, I wish they were.
If we can call them right now.
Steve, go ahead.
You just gave them 5 minutes of free publicity.
They can go to DavesCornerGarage.com and put their number in.
All right, and we come back. We're going to be talking with Trevor Hutchison from Crown, as we all know, the Crown Prince. And they have a new product line that they want to talk about, which is really interesting stuff.
Exactly. Another service that they provide, and it's something that you really need, and especially this time of year. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back with Trevor and everybody else right after this break.
All right, I didn't have to say it. The guy said it for me.
What was that about an illegitimate baby between you and me?
I didn't hear that.
I got to find out, you know.
Where are you going with that? All right, Trevor's on the phone, and this has got to be the name of a movie. It's called The Night Vision Package.
Uh-huh.
Trevor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. That sounds wonderful. I'm just wondering why you guys didn't put out a birth announcement, though, for your illegitimate baby.
Yeah, seriously, we just found out about it. I'll have to pay more attention during the commercial breaks from now on.
Fair enough.
But again, this time of year, you know, it's dark for so much of the time. As a matter of fact, I think this past January was a record for the least amount of sunlight.
Yes, that's true.
And you guys are doing something new, I understand.
Yeah, we put together a night vision package. And so what this is it's designed to address your headlights as well as the windshield. So, you know, the two most important things next to your eyes to provide better vision driving at night. So anybody that's driving a vehicle that's even 4 or 5 years old, I was telling you earlier, my own vehicle, that the headlights go cloudy. And so the lights dim, it gets much harder to see at night. So we do a headlight restoration, which basically takes that fogging effect away. And it's a really noticeable difference.
Now, you actually physically remove all this abraded plastic and then recoat the headlights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do a very, very light wet sanding, basically, and then there's a chemical process that helps to clear the headlight up on the plastic and then a clear coat that goes on it. But it's really a dramatic change.
And part of this also is treating the windshield.
That's right. So then we use a treatment called Aquapel. So it's a product made by 3M, and basically it's an actual oil that goes on the windshield. And what it does is it helps, even when you're driving at slower speeds, even 40, 50 kilometers, the water will bead up and run off the windshield. You don't need to use your wipers. But you know how in the winter that by the time you get all the salt and everything on your windshield, sometimes it gets hard to see. The windshield wipers will chatter in that.
Mm-hmm.
This really takes all that away. And depending on the time of year, it'll last for a good 3 to 4 months.
Trevor, hang on a second. We have a call for you. Jenna wants to know. Jack from Barrie. Jack, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a car in storage for quite a few years. It's been detailed underneath, and I'm not sure when I'm going to bring it out again. But I just wondered if I probably should, undercoat a... You know, it's like I said, I don't use it on the road. It never runs in the wintertime, but it's been basically in storage. I just wondered if, just to keep, the damn things do rust after a while, you know.
What kind of car is it?
It's an older Chrysler Imperial.
That's a nice car.
Well, you say it was detailed. It wasn't physically, the rust was all taken away.
It was like a frame-off restoration.
Oh, wow. Right, but the chassis wasn't painted or anything, was it?
Yes, it was. It was, but it was 20 years ago.
Okay. So.
Trevor, can we? Trevor, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things. When you bring a vehicle out of storage, you know, you've still got a lot of working parts, whether it's, you know, things like your brake lines and that, things that will tend to seize up. So the other advantage to using a product like Crown that's a liquid is it'll penetrate and provide the lubrication as well.
Yeah, right.
One thing that's interesting, when was the last time it was driven?
It was driven about 5 years ago.
Okay. So here's something that can happen, too, is that when you take a vehicle out that hasn't been driven, and sometimes when you actually apply our product into areas like the leaf springs and struts and shock towers and that, you'll actually start to hear a squeaking. And the reason is that sometimes the bushings, because of not being worked, are actually so seized that they'll squeak for a little bit until they kind of work themselves through.
Right, right.
Oh, I never thought of that. That's interesting.
Yeah, like we've seen that on vehicles, and you think, well, it's a lubricant. How come it never squeaked before? And it's due to the bushings. So what I might suggest is we've got a shop in Barrie, and they put it up on a hoist for you.
Yeah, I've already been to that shop. I've had my van down there.
Great.
I've been to the one in Fredericton, too. I have a place down there at on Hodgson Road. Graham's is the last name.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, excellent. Yeah. Rob Graham, okay.
Bob, yeah, yeah. So anyway, I'm familiar with the product, but I just wondered if it was worth just doing, you know, it probably would be, I thought,
absolutely. Idea. Well, and you know what we'll do, too, Jack, is we'll send you along. Dave's got some coupons, yep. And we'll send you one out to help you with that.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much.
So don't hang up. Sebastian's going to take your phone number and your information, and then we'll get that out to you.
Perfect. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
All righty,
Jack.
Trevor, back to the new processes that you have. Right? Can you buy those separately, or is it part of the whole rustproofing package?
No, you can buy the packages separately. So together, the night vision package is $99.95.
Now, that's the headlights and the windshield, correct?
That's right. If you bought them separately, mm-hmm. It'd be $129.95.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Night vision package. See further, stop sooner, be safer.
I like it. We may steal that from you.
Coming to your theater. All righty. Crown.com if you want more information on this. And we're going to send out a $50 discount coupon to Jack and Barrie.
Trevor, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us, Barrie.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you. And I'm going to get this done to my classic car.
Good idea.
Yeah. I haven't figured out which
you haven't got a car. You have to buy it first.
I have to buy it first.
Well, maybe we'll see one at the auto show. There
Alrighty,
you go.
All right, we're good. All right, we'll be right back with Dave McLean, who is the manager of the auto show, and he's going to fill us in on all that information. And again, you can get tickets at davescornergarage.com. Just fill out the email address and your phone number, and then Steve will pick the winner next week.
All right.
This got is my job.
Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back with more interesting facts and information right after this break.
Alrighty, we're back, and on the phone is Dave McLean, even though I call it McLean. I don't know. I'm all confused. David, how are you?
I'm good. Dave, how are you doing?
Good. So how do you actually pronounce your last name?
McLean.
There you go. Steve was wrong.
Yeah. I don't want to tell you what the translation is in Spanish, because it's not really promoting masculine attributes.
We're not going for that.
Oh, really? I never heard of that.
Yeah, you didn't know about the motor oil made out of natural gas either.
Come on, just take it easy on me.
Alrighty, the auto show. It's one of the, you know what, it's the beginning of the car sales season, I guess, is when the auto show hits Toronto. It's at the Metro Toronto Convention Center. And we have a couple of questions that we're going to ask you. One of them is, we have daycare.
Yes, of course. The Volkswagen Children's Playcare Center. They've been with us for almost 20 years now. And, you know, it's great to bring the kids down to the auto show. But depending on their age, parents might want to take a little break. So they have the opportunity to leave them with professional playcare service and roam the show in relative peace and calm, at least compared to when you have the kids with you.
So
that's
what are
a great
the
family feature.
What is the age that the daycare takes? Do you know?
Well, it depends, really. But upwards of 8 years of age is generally the audience that the kids rather that they draw. So it's they're pretty flexible there. They're a great group of people.
Mm-hmm. So you have alumni now. You could probably have a reunion because if it's 20 years,
right. you'll have people coming in and saying, "I remember when I was there."
Yeah, we never had blocks, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
All righty, the dates of the show.
Well, the dates of the show are February 17th to 26th, just under 2 weeks, rather. And we'll be open every day from 10:30 a.m. until 10 p.m. Of course, on the opening day, it won't start till noon because we have an industry morning that's scheduled. And on the closing Sunday, 10:30 a.m. until 6 p.m.
How many people actually go through the show?
Well, last year we did just over 321,000 people,
wow.
So it was our biggest year ever.
Wow.
It shows the popularity of the automobile and the importance that it plays in terms of our overall our history, which is a big part of it this year with our theme being O Canada. And Dave, I'm sure you know this, but many of your listeners might not, that Canada being 150 years old this year, it's no coincidence that so is the automobile in this country. We had the first, call it a relative car, it was a steam buggy introduced to Canada back in 1867. So
wow.
We're able to build on that this year.
Well, Norris would know that.
Well, I was.
He wasn't there.
No, I was there.
That's
the whole point.
You invented that car, didn't you, Norris?
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew where you were heading with this, Dave. Dave, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I mentioned this earlier in the program. This is an incredibly complex exercise. Number one, the planning. When do you actually start planning the next year's auto show? I mean, a week after you close this one, what's the process? How long does it take you to get all the cars together? And then moving them all in has got to be one of the great construction jobs, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah, you know what, Norris, you know what it's like to put these things together. And right now we've actually got plans in place for 2018.
Wow.
If you're going to work with manufacturers and they're going to get some of their international office support, then you have to have these plans in place. But really, if you say in earnest, when do you start? Well, we tear apart this year's show following the conclusion. We'll do a review in terms of patron surveys, manufacturer surveys, figure out what people liked, what they didn't like, what they'd like to see more of. And then we start building next year. So it really is a year-round job.
You know, what people don't realize is that there's a lot of social activity going on with the show, with the dealers, with TADA and all that stuff. So, yeah, you're saying it's a full-time job. It's a lot of politicking going on.
Well, you know what? They Toronto and this being one of the central markets in Canada it's a very important market from a volume perspective. So, you know, manufacturers, the dealer marketing associations, the individual dealers want to take advantage of this opportunity when people are really getting excited about, you know, the new car buying experience and the opportunity to buy in preparation for that ever important spring season.
Well, actually, a great question, Dave Allen here. Can people actually buy cars there?
The event itself is licensed. The manufacturers take on more of a, you know, product neutral position.
Mm-hmm.
That is that they have product advisors on place. And so working within the exhibit areas and guiding people as to, you know, the value of their own brand, their own product, more so than trying to sell people on it.
But the advisors, let's call them, are they actual sales guys?
The different manufacturers do take different positions. So, yes, the show itself is licensed to sell. It just depends on whether or not the manufacturers want to position it that way.
All right, Dave, listen, you're going to stick around for a couple more minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, super. We've got to take a break. I don't know if you can hear the music in the background because I got a couple of questions.
I'll give you some history of the show.
There you go.
And I got a couple of questions.
All right, get in line. Sir, number 43, next.
Thank you.
Did you want the sausage or the... This is Dave's Corner Garage and Delicatessen. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back. We figured this all out. I'm going to ask you the first question, Dave. Norris is going to be the second question, and we'll be out of time when as far as Alan
is. I got a question, too.
Okay. So the show actually started in 1974 at the International Center up by the airport, and the only reason they went up there is because there was parking and you could sell cars. Is there parking down here?
Well, is there parking? I mean, is there free parking?
Yeah.
You know, it was a great feature that we had for a number of years, Dave, but, as you'll note, there have been a number of condominiums and new buildings that have been erected down by the Metropolitan
yes.
Toronto Convention Center. So it's more difficult for us to build a broad-based program like that, but certainly there is enough parking that's accessible to the venue itself.
And it's quite easy to get to take transit,
but they have a shuttle bus, too.
Yeah, and that's probably one of the most important aspects of the Metro Toronto Convention Centre, other than it's just a great venue, but is the way that it's served by public transportation. I mean, it really is the best location for this. And, you know, when you think about more than 30% of attendees taking public transit to the show, that means that over 100,000 people will take public transportation to the auto show this year.
Interesting. Norris?
I was going to say, I do appreciate the irony. And by the way, Dave, it is really kind of the only way, but it is ironic that everybody says, take public transit to the auto show.
Yeah. Right? Well, TTC stands for take the car.
Take the car. I know you said that. Dave, you know, Toronto's in a bit of a tough situation in that Detroit, where all the big unveilings take place in January, Montreal, L.A. jumps the gun on everybody just before Christmas. But I understand this year that there's going to be one or two global debuts here at this show and a whole bunch of North American ones. Maybe you're familiar and can talk about that.
Yeah, there are some that I believe there's still an embargo on it, so I can't go into that right now. But there is, I believe we have 41 national and international unveilings this year. Of course, the one that I can talk about that's going to be, you know, part of the big hype this year, and you'll find that in the Toronto Star exhibit this year, is the Aston Martin Red Bull 001. And I know you know about it, Norris, but this is quite a coup for the auto show in that this is the first time that this car will be seen at any auto show in North America, and one of the few times that it's ever been seen, period.
Absolutely. And I did an interview with Dr. Andy Palmer, who is the CEO of Aston Martin, just a few days ago. The story will be in Toronto Star Wheels next Saturday. And he said that this is going to be, when they finish doing the complete development, the fastest road car in the world.
Wow.
The fastest. And they're only going to make 150 total. And if you happen to have a spare $3 million around, that's what it's going to cost you.
So that's good to know. You're giving us the inside line, because I've been asked that a lot so far, is what will the retail price be? And I said, well, I said, I don't know. I would expect that it's north of $2 million. So you're telling us it's closer to $3 million. Well,
sure, now you tell me. I just dropped a big deposit for the GT1 Ford, you know, with the double twin turbocharged million horsepower.
And by the way,
this is going to be faster,
And that doesn't take into consideration the sales tax.
Yeah. And PDI and freight. You know, it's amazing. All these cars got north of 1,000 horsepower. It's just unbelievable, right? And just imagine stuck on Yonge Street with 1,000.
Yeah, just when you thought that the horsepower race was over and that everything was moving towards green.
Yeah.
Which
mm-hmm.
is a very important part of our show this year as well. But it's you're right, Dave. It's manufacturers seem to be covering all of their bases.
Just phenomenal what's going on.
You mean the Red Bull car is not a hybrid, is what you're telling us?
It's not a hybrid or electric vehicle, no, that's for sure.
But it's got a push-button start, so we should be okay that way.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Dave, thank you so much. We're giving away tickets for the show, as we talked about it, if they go to our website.
More information, what's the website of the car show?
It's autoshow.ca. Best way to buy tickets.
Yeah, and it's a great, you know, even if the weather's cold outside, it's a nice walk. You can walk in there for almost an hour and still not see everything.
Hey, plan to spend the day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. We call it the total automotive experience, and that's what makes us different from just about every other auto show in North America, is the, you know, the classic cars, the green feature, Auto Exotica. I mean, we've really got something for every automotive enthusiast. So we're excited this year, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Just very quickly, if I can add, if you want to drive an electric car, you can at the auto show this year.
Well, the Audi is downstairs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They have an Audi exhibit, right, downstairs?
Yeah. If you're curious about whether it's different than the car that you drive, you can find out at the auto show.
Now, you're going to meet us at the auto show. We're going to be there February the 18th. We're going to be broadcasting this show from there, so you're going to get to see what we actually look like. I'll get dressed this time.
Actually, that was one of the first times I had the opportunity to drive electric cars, and it is a different experience, like you mentioned.
We went in the States, remember?
Exactly. Yeah. But the nice thing is there's no pressure here. I mean, you usually have different cars that you can drive to see the difference, because you have full electric, you have hybrid, and again, no pressure to buy it, and they're fun to drive.
I want to drive the Bolt.
It's someone else's, so you don't have to worry about whacking
into
somebody.
Okay, we're also going to be at the Town Hall Monday, which is Family Day, which is the biggest day of the show. They expect over 100,000 people come Family Day.
Well, over that weekend.
Yeah.
It's really the first long weekend everybody's been, you know, we haven't had a break since New Year's.
Yep.
And Family Day is a great place. And the auto show is the perfect place to take the kids and the whole family.
Exactly. Regardless of the weather, you can go there and have a
Absolutely.
Great time.
So you're doing something. We're there from 1 to 2. We're doing something
new this year called Auto Show Live,
mm-hmm.
where we're going to have a series of stage presentations, panel discussions about the future of electric cars.
Right.
There are still people who don't really think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about autonomous driving and self-driving cars. There will be some interviews. Bill Brack, who drove 3 Canadian Grand Prix, I'm going to interview him. We're going to have a great time. This will be throughout the show.
Go ahead, Steve. Steve wants to say
something. There's just so much information.
Thank you. And we're going to be there doing Dave's Corner Garage live on AM 740 on February 18th.
Right.
Okay.
Can I get an autonomous car to pick me up to bring me down there?
Somebody's going to bring you
Then I wouldn't have to pay for parking.
Passers will bring you some deli. Okay.
There's a difference between an autonomous car and a driverless car, by the way.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you the difference after.
Okay. Norris, thank you for joining us. Norris
it's a pleasure.
Is the editor emeritus for the Toronto Star Wheel section. Alan, thank you.
Thank you for coming, and it's been a pleasure.
And a special thanks to Trevor Hutchison and Dave McLean. And
I want to thank
Sebastian,
all the callers who did
you.
Call in, too.
And Steve, thank you. And I want to thank my mother, my brother. What's that guy used to say?
Are you filling in time here?
No, I'm just waiting for the music to start.
Thank Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. And
Alrighty.
And
keep
Gold
the shiny
Falcons.
Side up.
Go Falcons.
Greasy side down, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.